Zach is in Cleveland. It's a Browns Therapy Monday, Zach. Let her rip.
How are you, Zach?
Yeah, this team should be 0-6. That we beat the only other 1-5 team, right? I mean, I think actually there might be one or two other 1-5 teams, but this team sucks, dude. They're awful. Statistic wise, through six games, they're worse than either the 1-15 or the 0-16 team. I mean, they're putting a team out there that looks like, for one, that none of these guys want to play for Deshaun. I mean, I saw guys dipping their heads yesterday too. It's rough. They got to make a change, and like Jeff said, they won't. They can't. And at this point, what do we have to win? So why make the switch? I mean, I'm talking myself out of it almost.
Right.
While I'm on the phone with you guys, what's the point? Let him play it out. And I guess the plus side of him playing it out, there's two plus sides to it, right? If he plays it out, we go 1-15. Awesome. We get the number one pick. If he plays it out and he actually does good, maybe he's a trade piece. Maybe we can trade that contract next year. I guess let him play. Screw it. We have nothing to win for. I mean, there's no way. We're not going to playoffs, guys. It's over. I mean, we have a better chance of winning the World Series as the Guardians this year than the Browns do even trying to sneak into the playoffs. Let's be realistic. And with that being said, go Guards. Beat them Yankees.
There
go
Guards,
go.
Baby.
All right, Zach. According to NFL.com, no 1-5 team has ever gone on to win the Super Bowl. No stunner.
No.
But pretty much sums it up. Three teams who were 1-5 did make the playoffs.
Okay.
I've caught grief for right. just stating numbers.
What? Yeah.
And you know, to me, the numbers say if you win 8 of your final 11 games and go 9-8, you might have a chance to make the playoffs.
People are taking your statistical facts and thinking that they are your statistical opinions.
Which is not the case at all.
No, they are statistical facts.
I think the Browns make the playoffs? No, of course not.
There you go. Is this the truth?
Would I like them to? Absolutely. But you're 1-5. I mean, it's not. It's so unlikely you make the playoffs at this point at 1-5. It's ridiculous. But folks, we deal with two things here: opinion and fact. And fact is, if you go 8-3 in your last 11 games, which you know we've seen the team play, you wouldn't think so, but you never know.
Highly unlikely.
Exactly. I would agree with that.
Highly
but
unlikely.
But if you do win 8 of your final 11 games, you go 9-8 and you have a chance. So that's my only point with the stats there. Dominic is in Rochester.
All right, Dominic.
Welcome, Dominic.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're okay. Thank you.
Well, health and family are doing well. Can't complain too much.
Of course, you know what state Rochester's in.
Yeah, we know you're a Browns fan and a Yankees fan.
Before I get to the Yankees, let me just say this. As far as I call him Szymanski, if you remember, you know, just count how many times he uses the word better today, because it'll make you sick. I don't want to talk about Watson today because Watson stinks. It's that simple. The game has passed him by. Why do we keep talking about it? As far as the football game, I do want to say a word on, and I know refereeing, boo-hoo-hoo, I'm going to be a weenie-whiny, but offensive pass interference, I mean, really? You know, who the hell calls that in that situation? I mean, come on, really?
That was rough. You're right, Dominic, that was rough.
They've been on us since we signed Watson and we monkeyed around with his contract the first year. The NFL's bananas. Anyway, on the baseball, you know, I'm usually with you guys every week. I mean, you know, and we're on the same page every week. But let me break the news to you guys. You are not going to beat the New York Yankees, period. You don't have the pitching to beat the New York Yankees. As a matter of fact,
seen that bullpen, Dominic?
Mm-hmm. The Yankees are going to probably celebrate on your field.
Have you seen that bullpen, Dominic?
Were you a part of the group of people who wanted to throw the third best player in baseball into the Hudson River?
Who's this?
That would be Aaron Judge.
No.
Because after listening to that whole group of people going, oh my God, Aaron Judge sucks. He's the worst.
I thought that there was something wrong with him. No, I thought his foot was still in trouble at the beginning of the year. April was so bad, so very bad. But no, I don't do that. Aaron Judge is not my favorite player, but you know, I'm glad we've got him.
I'm thrilled you're not one of those, Dominic.
All right,
Dominic, keep calling, by the way, during the series.
I can respect you. Because that whole group of Yankee fans who were losing their mind, oh, Aaron Judge sucks in October. He's not an October baseball player. Like, all that stuff. You people can all go kick rocks barefoot. Just insufferable Yankee fans.
Greg is in Madison. Hello, Greg.
How are you, Greg?
Brett. Close enough.
Brett. That sounds a lot like Greg. We get these young kids that just bash Bob Costas answering phones. I'm sorry, Brett.
Yeah, I'm good. Something I learned today is Deshaun's mom's name is Bev, because I don't know if she's watching the same game I am, if you guys are. It seems like he's running himself into sacks more than it's the line breaking down, even though they are pieced together. And he's missing people wide open. It's the quarterback. There's something wrong inside his head. He's broken. That's all there is to it. And I was so excited to get him because I'm thinking, hey, this is a good piece.
We saw him in Houston, Brett. He was pretty good. He was pretty good.
Yeah, he was putting up Hall of Fame numbers before he got here. And now, as we look at, Bo Nix has more 300-yard games than Deshaun has since he's joined the Browns. And it's saddening. It's heart-wrenching to see somebody that was doing so great become so average or even less than average. And the only reason why I'd even want to make a change is I want to see what we have in DTR. Jameis Winston is not the future of the Browns, okay? DTR, maybe. Let's see what we have in him. That's the only reason why I'd want to make a change, is that we can evaluate him in real games that really matter during the season instead of watching him in preseason.
Brett, thank you very much. The only way we're seeing DTR is if they absolutely just have no chance of making the playoffs. And nothing against DTR. I think he's an interesting young prospect. I don't know that he's your starting quarterback of the future. Just saying. Very few guys taken that late in the draft are. Yes, I know there are some, but I don't think he's...
If you're going in with the thought that DTR is going to be the one that's going to come in here and save this, then I hope you're right. I want you to be right, but boy, I'm not going to Vegas and betting on it.
Mark's in Euclid. Hello, Mark.
How are you, Mark?
Fellas, man, this just sounds so ridiculous, man. I understand the statement you're saying. We need, you know, it ain't all Watson's fault. It's the whole team's fault. But I don't care what quarterback you put in there. If you got leading the league and drop passes, whatever quarterback you put in there, they're going to drop the passes. If your line is no good, whatever quarterback you got back there is going to get sacked.
Not necessarily true on that one, Mark.
Real quick, Mark, on that one. The only other thing that I would throw in, especially with the wide receiver drop passes, is the old Jay Cutler theory, where it's like your quarterback is just rifling it so darn hard that putting somebody in there with some touch might help it a little bit. Not that I'm saying Watson is rifling everything in there. It's just one of those thoughts. You know what I mean?
No, I mean, he goes 6-for-7 yesterday on a drive and get us down to the 3-yard line. And what happens? We get 2 offside penalties. That's nothing to do with him, fellas. I mean, he's going around the corner to get into the end zone, and number 70 don't even block. He missed the block, and his man tackling. I just can't see how another quarterback is going to change these kind of mistakes. I mean, you don't ever get down to the 3-yard line and get 2 offside penalties. That's on the offensive line. I mean,
all right,
I just
Mark,
don't agree
so,
with
Mark,
all
stop.
That.
That I will agree with
Mark,
you.
Mark, stop. So what are you going to do? You're 1-5.
I don't think it's anything we can do truthfully, because I don't think another quarterback is going to get different results.
So what are you going
to
do?
I don't see it. Man, we're going to have to ride this one out. I mean, we need a new offensive line. But you change Jameis Winston in there. I interception prone, man. He's going to throw more picks than anybody. He might throw for 400 yards, but he's going to get 4 interceptions.
All right, Mark. Thank you very much.
Oof.
We're going to talk more Browns later on.
Oh.